Hello.
My name is Chris, and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment or condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
Single family.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Now, please tell me, in what year was your home built?
Well, remember, 2015. No, 2005.
2005. Thank you. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
6.
Thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, yes or no?
Yes.
A Category 1 hurricane?
2.
A Category 2 hurricane?
Yes, ma'am.
A Category 3 hurricane?
No.
A Category 4 hurricane?
No.
And a Category 5 hurricane?
No.
Thank you. Now, can you tell me the name and or the year of the tropical storm?
Where was Sally? It was Sally. I don't remember the year.
Sally. That's fine. That's good enough. And what about the Category 1 hurricane? Do you remember?
Did not experience that one. Just a 2.
Oh, okay. That's fine. And the Category 2?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
What about the Category 2 hurricane? Do you remember the name and or the year?
That one was Sally. And I don't remember.
Oh, that one was...
Yeah,
okay,
I did not
and...
one. I was just the 2.
Oh, okay. For the tropical storm, do you have like a ballpark or of when that would have been?
I don't. That was the first one. I do not remember any of that.
Okay, that's fine then. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Evacuate.
Thank you. And when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, meaning hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
The longest time frame possible.
Within 48 hours?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. And please select your top 3 sources of information. Is it internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, or print media? Friends and family, social media. Yes?
The first 3.
The first 3. Thank you.
That's probably in order, too.
Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Transportation costs? Cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, property taxes, cost of insurance, or cost of housing?
None, but if I had to pick, it'd be insurance.
The insurance, thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Neither.
Thank you. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning... Oh, we do have a few more options in here, so let me go. If a hurricane watch is issued or hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, if a category three hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
A category three?
Yep. Okay, thank you. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby or a friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
As far as possible to another state.
Thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
Two.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy? If you don't remember, an estimate is fine.
Don't remember. I want $1,000.
$1,000?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $1,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain I could come up with the full $1,000. Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? And would you say it has increased somewhat or increased significantly?
Significantly.
Thank you. And what about 1 to 3 years back? How has your home insurance rate changed?
Say that one again.
Yes. How has your insurance rate changed in the last 1 to 3 years back?
I went up also.
What was that?
It went up slightly.
And would you say it was somewhat increased or significantly increased?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what about 3 to 5 years back?
I did not own back then.
Oh, and what about 5 to 10 years back?
Lived in a different state.
Okay, thank you. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or another you want to name, or
the first
nothing?
Changed or increased deductible.
Thank you very much. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100% or I want to be insured for the full replacement value? 80% to less. Excuse me?
Full replacement value.
Okay, full value. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home.
I probably would not move.
You would not move from your home?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
To not carry insurance?
The question is that in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
Okay, thank you. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I have no idea.
And if you would have to choose, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs?
I guess state. I really don't feel like there's a good answer there.
Thank you. And now it just... I want to make a pause just to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're nearing the last section on the survey. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
2.
And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
3.
How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
2 also.
And how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
3.
That was a 3?
No, it's 2 on that one.
How much, I'm sorry?
2.
2, oh, okay, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
3.
Thank you very much. Next, I would like to ask a few questions about sea level rise, and this is the last section on the survey. And now, do you believe that a sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property and or finances will be affected? And we have a scale to help you. Yes, I believe it is happening, I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I will not be affected. No, I do not believe it is happening, or I don't know if it's happening.
Yes, but not be affected.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry, just to confirm, you said yes, but I will not be affected?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes.
Oh, neither. None of that. I don't have
okay.
To get into that.
That's fine then. Now, most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Moderately.
Thank you. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job? You can select up to 3. You said school?
Schools and neighborhood.
Schools and neighborhood, and what will be the 3rd one?
Can I work it for proximity to beach?
That would be
proximity to what?
A price?
Proximity to work.
Proximity to work. And thank you. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, or between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
5 to 10. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your...